Odd on the way to work. This morning it's just wet, not cold. 54 degrees and 825. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio with us this morning. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, Lori.
Typically the fire department here the third Thursday of each month. And I'm thinking you might have some year-end stats to give us.
We do.
Today.
We do.
Okay, good.
So, for the month of December, we had three structure fires, two vehicle fires, 22 EMS calls, 14 motor vehicle accidents. We had 50 false and miscellaneous calls. Those are the fire alarms, different alarms calls, gas leaks, things like that, for a total of 91 calls. It's holding right where we've been holding for the last couple of years, somewhere between 80 and 90. So that was 91 for the month of December.
Okay.
And then for the year of 2021, the calendar year, we had 13 grass or brush fires, a total of 30 structure fires. Now, structure fires could be anything from they had a pot on the stove, you know, a stove fire, oven fire, to a fully involved building fire. So we had 30 of those for the year. We had 10 vehicle fires, 228 EMS calls, 193 motor vehicle accidents. That number also includes not just the ones where there are injuries. Those include the number of we got called for a motor vehicle accident and we showed up and there wasn't anyone injured.
Okay.
So
that's a precaution.
That's right. Okay. And then we had 723 false or miscellaneous runs for a total of 1,197 calls for the year.
Very impressive.
And we went to our mutual aid towns a total of 60 times throughout the year. Went to Barnwell 30, Daphne we went 18 times. And then we went to Fish River Marlow 7 times and Magnolia Springs twice. Robertsdale, Silver Hill, and we made it all the way to Lillian as part of the tanker task force once each. So
okay.
We go all over the county as well.
That's customary for you to support each other.
That's correct.
Depending on what the situation
nobody
is.
Nobody can do everything. Mm-hmm. So All the departments in Baldwin County support each other as needed.
I can recall a house fire maybe a couple of years ago, the one where all the guitars were in it. Mm-hmm. Remember that? And I encountered Daphne fire truck in the parking lot of the shopping center near that neighborhood where the fire was.
That's correct.
Standing by in case, because y'all were so covered up with fire,
we had a unit from Daphne on that scene, mm-hmm. as well as they were kind enough to send a cover truck. So case we popped another call, we were covered, and we typically do that if we're. If all our units are tied up on a specific scene, we'll bring Daphne, we'll bring Barnwell, whoever's not busy at that point, we'll bring them in to make sure that we're covered in case we do catch
just like we do for them.
Exactly.
And in addition to these stats for the year, you've had quite a bit of training in between all of that, right? Tell us about that.
That's correct. This year we put on a 160 class, a certified volunteer firefighter class, which we had five of our firefighters go through. We've also sent folks to instructor schools, investigator schools, just different things throughout the year. We hosted a course, wasn't a certification course, but it was a skills course that we had five or six different states come and attend. That was back in March or April.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and we're about to do that again in March of this year. So we're we're always doing something with training. If we find a class, or if our firefighters find a class that they're interested in that would benefit not only them but benefit the department, we'll send them to it.
So that's one thing donations can help with.
That's correct.
You get some budget, of course, from
city,
the city of
Fair Oak. We have a great support from the city, always have. But we also do a fund drive letter, which is going to the printers today, actually. So we'll see how quick that actually gets out. But we do a fund drive letter. We get a portion of the Baldwin County ad valorem tax that all 37 fire departments in Baldwin County get. And then we do fundraisers throughout the year. The one we've had the most success with over the last few years was our barbecue cook-off, and we are looking at that, doing that sometime towards the latter half of 2022.
Oh, good. It would be nice to have that back.
We're in the initial stages of trying to figure that out.
So. Okay. That would be good. You recently held, I presume that would be the end of the year awards.
We had 2021. We had the end of the year awards and our annual elections. The annual elections for our board of directors, I remained the fire chief. David Thomas and Dalton Combs remained the assistant chiefs. Mark Pellucci is still our treasurer, and Chris Weinberg became our secretary.
Okay.
And then our year-end awards, our top responders were Thomas Elliott, Dakota Ackerman, and Chris Weinberg. And then our firefighter of the year was Adam Hall. And our most improved firefighter was Joe Bragg. And our rookie of the year was Leslie Sewell.
And folks can like the Fair Hope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page and read about that and more. You also elect officers for each station.
We appoint those.
Okay.
But yes, our Station 1 officers, the captain is Joseph Pettis.
Is that son, or is that our chief, our
that
former
was,
chief?
That's chief's son.
Okay.
And then Lieutenant at Station 1 is Jason Cannarella. Station 2 officers are Captains Chris Weinberg. Lieutenants are Joe Clark and Thomas Elliott. Captain at 3 is Adam Hall, with Lieutenants being Austin McKenzie and Chase Bozeman. And our Station 4 officers are Captain Mark Pellucci, Lieutenant Leslie Sewell.
With these kind of calls, you're averaging about 90 a month, and therefore 1,100 and some odd for the year of 2021. I have to ask this question because every now and then it comes up on Facebook. Why does Fair Hope have a volunteer fire department? Are we protected? Should we have a paid force?
We are protected. We got 50-plus members that we send to training. The response times are great. At this point there's just no need. We got 4 stations that cover the city. And then we also have we're looking towards the future of where the next station needs to be, what needs to be going on with the growth of Fair Hope. And we're also working, we have an ISO rating of 4, which is within the top 10% in the nation.
That's good. Okay.
We've maintained that for 30 years, but we're looking at ways to improve that, to see if we can't drop that to a 3, which would benefit commercial for sure. But we're always improving. We're not accepting where we're at. We're looking to improve the department as we move forward.
And there's something about volunteering, your passion, that makes you give more than if it's something you had to punch the clock for, in a way.
Yes, that's true.
It really is. Well, that's awesome. Thank you, Chief. Anything else that you want to mention that I haven't thought to ask?
Just if you're going to burn yard debris, you know, leaves, limbs, just make sure you give us a call, 233-5181.
233-5181.
And get a burn permit. That way you don't get a fire officer or a fire truck showing up when you're burning that sort of stuff. If anybody's interested in getting information or even joining the department, please stop by the fire station behind Thomas, or give us a call at that number, the 233-5181 number, and we'll give you the proper information.
Very good. Thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month.